You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Brian Dwyer, owner and creator of Kidoki Media, LLC, a new children's sing-along book brand that takes licensed timeless songs and incorporates them into an app and karaoke book. You gotta love this, and Brian, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's very good to be here. Appreciate it.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you and about the company. So for starters, why don't you tell me how you came up with this idea and what it does?
Sure. Well, when I was a kid, my father would always sing to me at bedtime. He would sing songs like Sweet Baby James, Mama Don't Let Your Baby Grow Up to Be Cowboys by Willie Nelson. And it was something that I really enjoyed as a child. And I kind of knew once I had kids, I was going to do the same thing. So sure enough, I got married. I have three really young children right now, but, you know, it's all started with my first son. I would bring him up to bed. I would start singing the same songs my dad would sing to me, and then throw in some of my own, a little Bruce Springsteen, you know, stuff like that. And it got to the point where my son would always ask, all right, I want Sweet Baby James, or I want Thunder Road. And so I would do that with them. And then I had my daughter, I would do that with her. And then, you know, as an entrepreneur, I just always am thinking of new ideas. And this idea came to me. I was like, well, what if I, you know, licensed these songs and I took songs that had meaning and told a story, which songs of today, in my opinion, really typically don't. And then I can, you know, illustrate the actual meaning of the song. So I took the lyrics of the song as the text of the book, and then I illustrated the actions that the lyrics took. So that's what I did. And then that was about 3 years ago. So finally up and running since about June was when my books finally got delivered overseas. So
certainly sounds like exciting times. How did your family feel about the decision to move forward with this idea?
Well, you know, again, as an entrepreneur, you have 50 different ideas. I had put together business plans for multiple other inventions or concepts that I had. And there was nothing that kind of stuck out at me as something like, this is going to be a home run. This is going to work. So when I came to my wife with this, she was basically behind me. I have to say, you know, right now I run three family-owned imaging centers. I've been doing that for 11 years. So we started as one facility, and I've basically been running the show myself. My father's the owner, but for the most part, he's retired. So I grew the company, and we now have three locations, and my brother has joined the fold. So, you know, I have experience running my own business, but this was something that I just always wanted to go on something on my own. And I have to say my wife was pretty darn cool about it. And my family supported me because, you know, the truth was when I would – would tell anybody about this idea, and nobody said, hey, that's a stupid concept. They all liked it. So there was really not one single person that said, I don't think that's going to work, you know?
And I can certainly see that. Now, why don't you tell us some of the moves that you've made and steps you've taken to advance your products and your brand? I'm sure this would be helpful information.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to say it's a grind. You know, I'm working nine-hour days, come home, put the kids to bed, and then it's usually about 4 or 5 hours worth of work on a computer once everybody's asleep. So I can't tell you how many different organizations and groups I've reached out to. I have reached out to independent book distributors. I have reached out to the big boys like the Reader Links of the world that like stock the shelves for Toys R Us and Costco and Walmart and Target and all of them. I've reached out to, are you familiar with like box subscriptions where like a parent will sign on where they'll get a new box for their child every month with like books in it or crafts or whatever. I've reached out to every box subscription company in the country. I sell in boutique. So like I'll stop at a boutique if I see they sell books or gifts or whatever it may be. At one point, I mailed out like 50 or 60 free books to like all major celebrities that have kids. I've reached out to all schools and like smaller organizations like the Kinder Cares of the world, where people drop their kids off. The top 100 newspapers in the country, every parenting magazine, Good Housekeeping, you know, whatever it may be. And I even sent them to like every TV show. So, you know, there's certainly not a lack of effort on my part. There's so many different groups that might be interested in either featuring your product or using your product or selling your product that it's just kind of endless. So.
Today we are joined by Mr. Brian Dwyer, owner and creator of Kidoki Media LLC, a new children's sing-along book brand that takes licensed timeless songs and incorporates them into an app and karaoke book here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Brian, what's been the biggest moment so far in your fledgling business, and what's been the biggest disappointment?
Well, the biggest thing that happened so far is undoubtedly, I mailed these books to a bunch of different television shows, and I'm sitting at my computer doing work at like 9 o'clock on a Thursday or Friday night, and I get a phone call from the producer of The View, and she says, "Hey, so we got your books and we really like them. We want to feature them on Whoopi's favorite Christmas products." And I was like, you know, first of all, I thought it was a joke. I thought maybe it was one of my friends messing with me, but because the producer was so nonchalant about it. But she's like, "Yeah, why don't you mail me the books and I'll go over it with Whoopi and we'll see if we want to feature it." So I, sure enough, of course, I mail it out and I send three different copies, three different ways to mail them, you know, like personal courier, media mail. And I also shipped it like overnight mail. I wanted to make sure that they got it. And sure enough, Whoopi selected it as one of her favorite holiday gifts. And they did a segment on December 14th. And my book was featured along with only like four or five other items. And she did like a 30-second spot where she's an unbelievable salesperson, I have to say, Whoopi Goldberg. And she just really nailed it. And I was just looking at my phone and just watching all the orders come in. So, you know, I sold a couple thousand books in a couple day period through Amazon and on my website, kidoki.com. And that was pretty amazing. And you know, it also like legitimized my concept for one. Another way is, you know, if anybody ever asks, "What have you done?" You know, just to be featured on a show like that was a really big deal. And I was pretty proud moment and a lot of work filling those orders, I have to say, over the next few days. But it was great, great experience. As far as the biggest disappointment, you know, there's been, even though I've only been doing this for a short period of time, been a bunch of different disappointments. One of the biggest was, you know, it's a learning curve, is finding out what kind of margins these big box stores are taking when you want to get them on the shelves in retail. And because I have, my product is so unique and really is a premium product, the books are not cheap to manufacture, and I also have to pay royalties on top of that. So I guess the biggest disappointment was finding out just how low or almost non-existent my margins are at the quantity I bought at. So obviously the more you buy, the cheaper stuff gets, right? But I mean, when you're talking about an item that's like $4 to $5, you know, and you have to buy, you know, I bought 9,000 books to start out. Which is a lot of money, 9 times 5, $45,000 right there for my initial investment. And so the biggest disappointment has definitely been margins. And I've been turned down by plenty of people that I thought would love this product. You know, QVC at first turned it down. I know there's still hope there, but that was a big deal. I thought a Shark Tank would jump on me, but they did not. You know, there's big wholesalers that I've reached out to, and they've said, "Oh, it's not the best fit because we don't offer sound books right now." So, you know, there's been plenty of ups and downs, but I just got to keep plugging along because I believe in the concept, you know.
And certainly do appreciate your sharing that. Now, are there any entrepreneurs that you look up to, and do you have any advice for people looking to start their own business like you have?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, my father, for one, he's a great entrepreneur. You know, he's been his father passed when he was young, and him and my uncle took over a wholesale office supply company and made it into a really successful business. Ended up selling it, and then the imaging centers that I do now. I mean, you know, my father did his due diligence and said, "Let's do this. This is a service-driven business, not a price-driven business, and we out-service everybody. We should do well." And you know, I've been working here 11 years. I live pretty comfortably on it, and you know, so I look up to him. Recently, I read Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, you know, the creator of Nike. And that was a really inspirational book, just awesome stuff, you know, just watching how Nike, you know, went to where they went to and how much was involved. And, you know, there's luck involved, but there's also just so much hard work. And, you know, I definitely look up to Phil Knight. And more recently, you know, I went to listen to Gary Vaynerchuk, who's created his own company called VaynerMedia now, and I have to say, I really admire his work ethic, and you know, I like the message that he puts across. You know, there's no excuses. This is what you could be doing, and you know, I just try to mimic that attitude. But you know, if I had any advice for any entrepreneurs out there that wanted to start their own business, I would say just be careful and just do all the due diligence that you possibly can. I know it's tedious. I know it's hard work, and you always have to overestimate when thinking about a price, because margin is so important. You know, at the margins I'm operating on now, it's so much better just to sell on my website rather than sell in retail. But in order to get my brand out there, I really just have to get it known, you know? And, so that's what I'm trying to do right now. But, you know, it's an expensive process. Make sure you have a lot of financial backing, and cash is king. Everybody knows that. And, you know, just be careful. But if you believe in your concept, just keep working at it. And I think that, you know, everything will fall into place. So that would be the advice I have.
And that is certainly sound advice. And, again, thanks for that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I would say go to kidioki.com. I would love to explain how the book works. Basically, we have My Girl by The Temptations. We have What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. And we have Billy Joel's Lullaby. We're going to be coming out with a bunch of new titles like Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin, Beautiful Boy by John Lennon, a couple Christmas songs like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, most likely. We're going to be coming out with That's Amore by Dean Martin. And there's also an app, which is great. You can actually turn it on, and it's a fully animated video. There's a karaoke note that follows along with the words, and it actually triggers the camera on your phone, iPhone or iPad, and records you while you sing along. You could then save that video and send it along to grandparents or babysitters or whoever. And the app is $2.99. The book is $19.99. You can get it at kidioki.com. You can follow us on Facebook to find out when the new titles are coming, also on Instagram. And yeah, you know, just listen, follow your dreams. That would be my advice, because if you do make it big, the payoff is great. Emotionally, financially, all that good stuff. And who the heck wants to work for somebody their whole life? At least for me, it's just not an option. So good luck to all the entrepreneurs out there.
And we can certainly take off and run with that final word. Again, Brian, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
All right, thank you very much. Take care.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Brian Dwyer, owner and creator of Kidioki Media LLC, a new children's sing-along book brand that takes licensed timeless songs and incorporates them into an app and karaoke book. And for more information and for contact, simply visit kidioki.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.